Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here with us today, and really humbled that you spend your days with me. Really just want to commend you for that. We're reading from the International Children's Bible, and we are in John chapter 13, verse 31 through 38, and this is what it says. When Judas was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man receives his glory, and God receives glory through him. If God receives glory through him, then God will give glory to the Son through himself, and God will give him glory quickly. Jesus said, 'My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And what I told the Jews, I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new command, love each other. You must love each other as I have loved you. All people will know that you are my followers if you love each other.'" Simon Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I'm ready to die for you." Jesus answered, "Will you really die for me? I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will say three times that you don't know me." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this story, this true story of the very end of your life. You can feel the immediacy as you talk to your disciples. You're only going to be with them a little bit longer. And you let them know that they're going to look for you, but they're not going to find you. It's because you were going to face death, and you were going to take on the sins of the world on your sacred shoulders. You were going to vanquish the enemy of our souls. You were going to conquer death. You were going to be the victorious Christ over what the enemy had sown of sin and death, and what happened in the Garden of Eden when Eve and Adam made those choices. This was like the showdown. This was the climax of history. And here you were, instead of thinking about it or ruminating about it or pulling away alone, you were with the people you loved the most. And you told them to love each other. You must love each other, you said, as I have loved you. So Lord, we ask for that kind of supernatural love. Give us this kind of love. We love because you first loved us. We only understand love because we've been loved by you. So I pray for my friend today who is having a hard time believing that you love them. And Lord, I confess there have been many days and many nights and middle of the night when I'm not sleeping where I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm so hard on myself that I can't believe that you would love me. And yet, Lord, the truth is that you love every one of us because you created us. We bear your image. We are your children, and you absolutely flat out love us. I got a glimpse of that, Lord, when I started having children, and I would look at my kids and I would realize they haven't done anything to deserve my love, so to speak. They just existed, especially when they were really little. And I just had this welling up of profound love for them. And so, Lord, help me to understand and help us to understand that you have that same kind of profound love, but times infinity for us, because you have created us and you love what you create. Just like a child who makes a painting and shows it to their parent, loves what they create, you love what you create. Would you help us to rest in the light of that, in light of your love, in light of your affection, in light of your truth, in light of the fact that you sing over us and rejoice over us with singing? Lord, we cannot love until we know deeply that we are loved children, that we settle ourselves into that truth, that we are wildly and passionately and wonderfully loved by the one who created us. Lord, I don't have the words to thank you for all that you've done in my life, but I do love you. And I choose right now, and I pray for my friend who has a hard time saying this too, we choose to receive your love today and to rest in it and to revel in it and to believe it. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. And, you know, I just want to let you know your life is worth living and you are worth loving. If you're struggling today, you're not alone. And the Lord has given you the Holy Spirit who will not leave you, will not forsake you, and will be with you always. And if you feel alone, you can always just binge listen to all these prayers because you are loved, my friend.